Recently, I read of the ministry of the Reverend James MacReady. Reverend MacReady had a special characteristic that set him apart from other ministers. He was ugly. In fact, he was so ugly that when he walked down the street, people would stop and stare. He attracted attention simply because no one had ever seen anyone quite so homely. But there's more. The writer tells us of Reverend MacReady that he had a voice that was coarse and trembled whenever he spoke. His gestures were uncouth and his manner inelegant. But when he stood before a large crowd of people and gave a sermon, his handicaps were soon forgotten. God had called him to preach, and in so doing had given him the gifts he needed to carry on the work. Friend, God has done the same thing with you and me. You may be saying to yourself, well, God has not called me to get up in front of people and give sermons. Yes, but God has given each of his children spiritual gifts to employ in serving him. Listen to the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians. God gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. Now notice, God gave some, not all, to perform these particular roles. But we all have a part. Perhaps your spiritual gift is giving or mercy. The Apostle Paul speaks of these in Romans chapter 12. I know three men who have the spiritual gift of giving. They formed a partnership, and from the start they would give generously from the income of their business. Each year, they give freely and joyfully to the work of the Lord around the world. Likewise, I know a woman who has a gift of mercy. It brings great joy to her heart to serve people who are hurting emotionally and need a friend. Her constant patience and encouragement helps to heal the wounds. God has gifted each of his children to carry out a specific and important role in his great redemptive plan. We don't need to be envious of other people's spiritual gifts or sit idle because we feel God has passed us by. Launch out, serve others, share his good news. You can't steer a ship if it sits idle in the harbor. But on the open sea, its purpose is put to good use. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.